From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. State airport operator Angkasa Pura II will implement the pre-order system for passengers intending to take PCR swab tests and rapid antigen test. This policy was set following the long line of people who ordered the rapid antigen test at Soekarno-Hatta Airport since Friday, December 18. This was stated by Director Angkasa Pura II Awaluddin in a virtual discussion on Saturday, December 19, as quoted by Tempo. He said the system would be available in the next 2 to 4 days. AP second to provide an application connecting to airport services, which include the feature to order COVID-19 test. According to Awaluddin, the transformation in COVID-19 test service would be applied for a long term during the pandemic, not only to anticipate the upcoming year and holidays. He went on to say that his office must be ready to adapt to the rapid changes and that the company prioritizes the interests of their service users. The Food and Drug Authority, FDA, is currently evaluating the efficacy and quality of the Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine by referring to international standards such as WHO, the American FDA, the European Medicine Agency, EMA. Spokesperson for COVID-19 vaccine from the Food and Drug Authority, BPOM, Lucia Rizka Andalusia, said in her official statement on Saturday that the fulfillment of these various standards was needed to grant permission for emergency users. As reported by Business Indonesia, she said that the evaluation of vaccine was carried out by BPOM and the National Committee for the Drug Assessment, an expert in the field of vaccine, including the Indonesian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization and experts in the field of vaccine. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said Indonesia would collaborate with China in developing Indonesia's tourism sector in the midst of a pandemic. The cooperation was discussed at the Indonesia-China Tourism and Investment Forum for 5 Key Super Priority Tourism Destinations. The event also commemorates 70 years of diplomatic relation between the two countries. Luhut, in his written statement on Saturday, December 19, said the meeting between the two countries was proof of the seriousness of cooperation between Indonesia and China to restore the national economy, especially in the tourism sector. On this occasion, the Deputy Minister of Culture and Tourism of China, Chang Shu, appreciated the Indonesian government for its openness to continue to build collaboration to restore economic condition during the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, said on Saturday it had approved the use of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine by pilots and air traffic controllers. The announcement followed the FAA's December 12 approval for pilots and controllers to use the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. U.S. aviation regulators said pilots and controllers must not fly or conduct safety-related duties for 48 hours after receiving doses. The FAA said it will monitor the patient response to each vaccine dose and may adjust this policy as necessary to ensure aviation safety. The Australian state of Victoria has moved to toughen border restrictions to prevent the spread of coronavirus from a growing outbreak in Sydney. Sydney residents have been told to stay home after a virus cluster ended Australia's two-week run of no locally transmitted cases. The cases were found in the city's Northern Beaches area, which entered a five-day lockdown on Saturday. An emergency meeting of Victoria government official was held on Saturday night to discuss a possible hard border closure with New South Wales to prevent the residents from leaving the city. An announcement is expected on Sunday, with local media reporting that Victoria Police Force is preparing to set up border checkpoints with the help of the Australian Army. Prime Minister Boris Johnson imposed an effective lockdown on over 16 million people in England and reversed plans to ease curbs over Christmas, saying Britain was dealing with a new coronavirus strain up to 70% more transmissible than the original. Although Johnson and his scientific advisor believe vaccine will still be effective and the new strain is not more deadly or more serious in terms of the illness caused, he said on Saturday, the government had to take urgent action. Johnson tore up plans to allow three households to mix indoors for 5 days over the festive period and said London and Southeast England, which are currently in the highest level of three-tier system of rules, would now be placed in a new Tier 4 level, similar to those of a recent national lockdown. Britain reiterated on Saturday that it would prefer to leave the European Union with no trade deal rather than the compromise its independence, while there was no word from Brussels or whether progress had been made after a crucial day of talks. With less than 2 weeks before Britain leaves the European Union orbit, both sides are calling on the other to move to achieve a breakthrough and safeguard almost $1 trillion worth of trade from tariffs and quotas. Unfortunately, the European Union is still struggling to get the flexibility needed from member states and are continuing to make demands that are incompatible with UK's independence. Listener, that was the news. highlights of the week present to you President Joko Widodo's announces free COVID-19 vaccination. President Joko Widodo decided that the COVID-19 vaccine for the Indonesian public would be available free of charge or at no cost. This decision was taken after considering input from the public as well as calculating the state financial budget. The president conveyed in his statement on Wednesday, December 16, 2020.
Setelah menerima banyak masukan dari masyarakat dan setelah melakukan kalkulasi ulang, melakukan perhitungan ulang mengenai
After receiving a lot of input from the public and after recalculating regarding state finances, I can say that the COVID-19 vaccine for the public is free. Again, free, no charge at all. To make this happen, President Joko Widodo has instructed all levels of the advanced Indonesia cabinet, institution and local governments to prioritize the mass vaccination program in the 2021 fiscal year. The head of state has also ordered the Minister of Finance to prioritize and reallocate from other budgets related to availability and vaccination. Since it is free, there's no excuse for people not to get the vaccine. On this occasion, the president also emphasized that the head of state would be the first recipients of the COVID-19 vaccine. This is to ward off public doubts about the safety of the vaccine provided.
Saya juga ingin tegaskan lagi. Nanti saya
I also want to emphasize again later I will be the first recipient to be vaccinated for the first time. This is to give trust and confidence to the public that the vaccines are safe. In addition, the president reminded all people to continue to be disciplined in carrying out health protocols by wearing masks, maintaining a safe distance, and washing hands regularly for the common good. That was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Let's start with December 20, 1949. The Cabinet of the United Republic of Indonesia 1-12. The Cabinet of the United Republic of Indonesia was officially formed on December 20, 1949. The Cabinet, which was formed after the recognition of Indonesia's sovereignty from the Dutch colonial power, served until September 6, 1950. The Cabinet was led by Sukarno as President and Muhammad Hatta as Prime Minister. At the time, the latter also filled the post of Minister of Foreign Affairs. The Republic of the United States of Indonesia is a federation that was established on December 27, 1949, as a result of an agreement between three parties in a roundtable conference, namely the Republic of Indonesia, Mission Komst voor Federal Overleg BFO, and the Netherlands. The agreement was also witnessed by the United Nations Commission for Indonesia, UNCI, as a representative of the United Nations. Turning to December 20, 1958, the National Day of Social Solidarity is observed for the first time. December 20th is observed as National Social Solidarity Day. It originated from efforts to defend independence in 1945 to 1948. At a time in Yogyakarta, which is the capital city of Indonesia, in July 1949, the Ministry of Social Affairs realized that there had to be social recovery for the Indonesian people. The Dutch tried to reoccupy Indonesia in the early years of its independence, proclaimed on August 17, 1945. But several national figures in West Sumatra established the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia, led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara, in order to maintain Indonesia's existence in the world. Social Solidarity Day was first celebrated on December 20, 1958, by the Minister of Social Affairs, Haji Mulyadi Joyo Martono. Let's end with December 1999. Macau officially returned to the People's Republic of China from Portugal. Macau is now a special administrative region of the People's Republic of China. Macau is a small territory on China's southern coast
located 70 kilometers southwest of Hong Kong and 145 kilometers from Guangzhou. Macau is the oldest European colony in China, dating back to the 16th century. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at www.vinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir told that he wants to join in Voice of Indonesia broadcast as a monitor of English language service. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you very much for appreciation and attention of our broadcast. By listening to our broadcast every day, indeed, you have been a monitor of radio, especially English program. So please send your suggestion or criticism of our broadcast for the improvement. Thank you. Special for you, I will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Percaya bahwa cinta datang di pandangan pertama. Karena cinta butuh waktu yang kan biasakan suka berubah menjadi rasa yang tak tergambarkan. Kau lukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus semua derita. Melukis senyum di bibirku manis, menghapus
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Chairman of the Regional Representative Council, Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, requested that the vaccination process for athletes and coaches be carried out after health workers and priority groups in handling the pandemic. The statement was delivered by Lanyala in response to the suggestions of the Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, that athletes and coaches receive COVID-19 vaccination as a preparation step for participating in various sport championships next year. Lanyala, in a press release received by Antara in Jakarta, said that the main thing is that health workers are the priority to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Then the police and military and non-medical groups are at the forefront of handling COVID-19. Lanyala stated that the proposal of the Minister of Youth and Sport needs to be studied and considered because, after all, the vaccination of athletes, according to him, is still important because in 2021, there are many big sports agendas. He hopes that giving vaccine to athletes can make the world of sports work again after the pandemic situation has almost paralyzed all sport events that have an impact on athletes' programs, especially those that will participate in national and international championships. The effect of the COVID-19 pandemic is to halt many national championship and training programs. By administering vaccine to athletes, it is hoped that the training program will run optimally with a sense of safety and comfort. Previously, the Minister of Youth and Sport proposed giving vaccine to athletes with the aim of maintaining athletes' readiness and fitness. Minister Zainuddin Amali said that as an initial stage, he wanted to prioritize vaccine for athletes and coaches who were preparing for various agendas for national and international championship. He hopes that sports stakeholders can immediately respond to the proposal, especially sports leaders or parents' organizations who are currently preparing for various agendas in 2021. Meanwhile, a total of 1.2 million doses of the first phase of the Sinovac vaccine have arrived in Indonesia. However, the vaccination process still needs to wait for approval of the Indonesian Food and Drug Supervisory Agency and the result of phase 3 clinical trials to determine the effectiveness of the vaccine against the coronavirus. Lanyala hopes that the latest clinical trials will be successful so that the vaccination program can run smoothly.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Hisataka Fukuda, in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese language through 4750 kHz. Hello, Mr. Hisataka Fukuda. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Our technical division told that frequency 3325 kHz, which is emitted from Palangkaraya, especially for Central and South Asian regions. Besides broadcasting through 3325 kHz, Voice of Indonesia also broadcasts through streaming voinews.id. You can also find out some information from this website. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Kau tak lagi sama engkau. kau bukan engkau yang selalu mencari dan menelponku. Dering darimu tak ada lagi. Walau kau menghapus, menghempas diriku, mengganti cintaku, semua tak mampu hilangkan cinta yang telah kau beri. Walau kau berubah, aku kan bertahan di sepanjang waktuku. Biarkan aku mencintaimu dengan caraku. Cintaku, semua tak mampu hilangkan cinta yang tak kau beri. Walau kau berubah, aku kan bertahan di sepanjang waktuku. Biarkan aku mencintaimu dengan cara.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Berkecek is one of the traditional dishes of Cilacap, Central Java, which main ingredients is fish heads, namely jahan fish. This is a very unique and has a distinctive taste. so that the people of Cilacap and its surrounding, as well as foreign tourists who come there, love this special Cilacap cuisine. Besides having a distinctive taste, the name Brekacek is also very unique, so it makes people who don't know become curious and want to taste it. That said, the name Brekacek was taken from the word brek, which means dropped or put down, and kecek, which means checked or mixed. Two types of brekacek, namely fish brekacek and brekacek basur or Sarati duck, which means ingredient is duck meat. Although the basic ingredients used are not the same, the spices used are still the same. The seasoning will also be adjusted to the basic ingredients so that it has a taste that matches. The type of brekacek that is most popular and sold is the fish brekacek, because Cilacap is in a coastal area and a fish producer. It is easy to find the basic materials. Brekacek sauce has a distinctive taste, savory, sweet, and spicy. This taste penetrates the fish or duck meat, giving this dish its own delicacy. The spicy aroma that is felt in the sauce also adds to the enjoyment of this brekacek, especially if this brekacek is served with some hot fries. Because it uses fish head as its basic ingredients, many people enjoy slurping this fish head when eating it. That is the sensation of enjoying this brekacek. Brekacek is very easy to find in the Cilacap area of Central Java because there are many food stalls serve this traditional food. In line with the times, brekacek is also served in hotels and restaurants in Cilacap area, which aims to introduce and preserve this culinary delicacy.
Now we will reply another email from our listener, Luis Nevado in Spain. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 33333. Hello Mr. Nevado, thank you for being our regular listener. Referring to your reception report, we know that you were able to monitor our broadcast quite clear. Yes, it is useful for our technical division and the improvement the quality of our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Listener Voice of Indonesia will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Mataku mencari, no
saat hatiku bergetar keras, ingin mengerti arti ucapmu. Air mataku mencari noda hitam dalam jiwaku.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia. Listener, Diana Sari, Director of UNPAD Innovation and Corporations, in her statement in Jakarta on Thursday, December 17th, said that the mobile lab aims to help control COVID-19 in Indonesia by tracing close contacts to remote areas. This innovation also supports independent isolation assistance by health workers online through the Indonesia Task Trace and Isolation application. This BioSafety Level 2 mobile laboratory has received World BioHashtag certification. Diana Sari claims this innovation has met the criteria regarding the Level 2 BioSafety mobile laboratory standard. Meanwhile, the head of the innovation team, Professor Kerry Lestari, said that the mobile lab is one of the strategy support tools for conducting tests, contact tracing, and isolation. It already has an engineering design certificate from the Director General of Land Transportation of the Republic of Indonesia. This facility is equipped with BioSafety Cabinet Level 2A2 to prevent the virus from infecting testers and a laboratory room with negative pressure. In this laboratory, a HEPA filter has been installed to prevent the virus from polluting the environment in accordance with WHO PSL2 standard. Professor Kerry Lestari said the existence of this laboratory was a response because there were still many people who were reluctant to come directly to the hospital to do a swab test. She hopes that this innovation can be a solution because of the limited health facilities for the current isolation of COVID-19 patients. Well, listen, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa. Menjadi satu tanda tanya, apa yang sedang terjadi kini?
kasih bila aku yang kau
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we will present you with a song by Tiara Andini. The young singer from one of the talent search events, namely Indonesian Idol 2020, has released some singles. One of them is 365, which was released on August 21, 2020. This song tells about someone who still can't move on from her ex-lover. Even though 365 days have passed, the feelings she has are still reluctant to leave. In the song 365, Tiara collaborated with Lalei Manino as the songwriter and producer. Lalei Manino is a record producer with members of the vocal group Ran Anindyo Baskoro, as well as Malik and the Essentials guitarist and keyboardist Arya Aditya Amadia and Ilman Ibrim. This song also includes singer Wizzy, who wrote the lyrics. From this collaboration, an expression of anxiety about the past was shown through the song 365. Listener, here is the song 365 by Tiara Andini.
Meski ku hamba
Manis kau berkata, kau takkan pernah tinggalkan aku.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From
lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, mudah putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Oh, kemana semua ini?
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adala. See you on the next English program.